You are listening Real Conversations with Jacob Young. It's sponsored by Boys Town, and today I have a special message about Boys Town. Because, you know, they've been saving children, they've been healing families for over 100 years, and they're literally changing young lives every single day. Please, go to boystown.org to find out how you can help support Boys Town. While you're on the site, make sure to check out all the free parenting tips they offer. RCJY is also sponsored by Lane Frost Brand, Made for the Champion, and you, the guys, they've got amazing hats, hoodies, everything for the whole family, something there for the whole family. Go to leanfrost.com. Be sure to use Jacob15. You're going to save 15% on anything and everything that's there. Now, this broadcast today is only going to be me on here because I want to address a few more things about my own mental health. And I also want to address what we just recently celebrated, which was World Mental Health Day, which was recognized on October 10th. Now, feel free to interact with me during this broadcast. I know some of you do. I will be responding in the private chat or in the chat room, so please bring your questions. But let's just start off. World Mental Health Day was recognized this week on October 10th. So today we have this special broadcast, and during the last year and a half, we've had guests from many walks of life from all around the world, and in each podcast, you know, we try to inform and we try to entertain. The underlying theme of these podcasts, which are sponsored by Boys Town, is mental health awareness. Guys, 50% of all adolescents between the ages of 13 and 18 have some form of mental health condition. And I want to take this week to focus on the incredible work that Boys Town does to save children, heal families on site around the world, and with their Boys Town National Hotline, which is available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year for anyone. Not just children. Parents, anybody that needs someone to talk to. You know what time it is. It's time to keep it real. One of the biggest challenges to a person's mental health is bottling up problems. You men, myself, are especially at risk of not sharing feelings because we feel the need to man up. The mind is a muscle that sometimes also needs to go to the gym. There's no shame. There's no embarrassment in needing a little bit of help or a hand or a shoulder to cry on. We all have times in our lives when we need some emotional support, no matter how physically strong we may be. The Boys Town National Hotline is there to help kids, families cope with some of the most common mental health issues that millions of people of all ages face. Anxiety, depression, panic attacks are some of the most common forms of mental health challenges. Myself, I've touched on all of those in my life, and I still fight them today. Anxiety, panic attacks, I have those because I witnessed violence in my life. Panic attacks of separation anxiety, depression of the multitude of different things that I saw in my life, and I worry that I'm somehow passing those on to my children. PTSD, or post-traumatic stress, is not only something, as you know, that soldiers face going to war. Anyone who has a traumatic experience from being abused physically, emotionally, or has experience serious accident or personal tragedy can also suffer. The Boys Town National Hotline is there. It's there for anyone in crisis. Every day, all of us can either be in a good mood or a bad mood. We all have moods. It doesn't take a mood ring to let us know how we're feeling each and every day. For some, moods can be extreme. They can be extreme forms of depression or mood swings like bipolar disorder. Sometimes medicine is needed. depending on the severity and what's happening in the brain. In many cases, when we're sad, we're depressed, we just might need someone to talk to. And there are people, they talk out loud to themselves. I know I've done it to work out a problem or try to understand why they're feeling a certain way. If talking to yourself doesn't work, the trained counselors at Boys Town will listen. They will make suggestions of where and how to get the help that you may need. You know, this part is probably one of the most personal to me because when I was just 17 years old, 16, going on 17, I had been living in foster care for a time in my life. And it was a very, very dark time. I mean, I had a really great family that watched after me, but I was very depressed. I was very sad. And I finally had gotten up the courage to ask a girl out to go on a date. But I had been living with a foster family, and I was scared to tell her the truth. And in fact, I had worked my entire life to even afford a vehicle. I always paid for my own vehicles. I always paid for my own insurance, my own gas money. But I worked up this courage to take this girl out. And I remember I was like on cloud nine. We're going to go to the movies that night. And I ended up just getting out of the car. I opened her door. We're getting ready to cross the street. And a familiar family friend found me. And I'll never forget the look on his face. I thought it was a joke. I thought it was an absolute joke because I thought he was kidding me when he told me that my stepmother had committed suicide. And this was a woman who had been in my life since I was just a toddler, 5 years old, just starting to grow up. And I remember that I couldn't even emotionally stand. It was something that was, it was so hard to understand, so hard to comprehend. And I ended up having to go be with my father, who was inconsolable, who would not talk for obvious reasons, but we'd already been separated in our time in our life. And it was incredibly hard for me. It was incredibly hard for him. I remember night terrors. I would hear him screaming in the middle of the night and the bad dreams that I was having. And anyway, what I wanted to say about that is suicide is the most final act. You can never take it back. And suicide is the second leading cause of death of people between the ages of 10 and 34 years old. Every time I open the paper, every time I look on the news, there's somebody who's taken their life, somebody who's young, somebody who had a whole life that was ahead of them. Boys Town is there to help prevent anyone from taking that tragic step. You have to remember it's the final step. It's final. You need somebody to reach out to. And if there's somebody, whether you have somebody and you're close to you and you don't know, or you don't know that somebody is there, they're there. If we didn't know sadness and pain, we can never appreciate the happy times when they come. And a suicide has such far-reaching effects to everyone around you who loves you. Their lives are also forever changed. Boys Town National Hotline is there. No one is alone as long as Boys Town is there. Now, I wanted to share a few quotes from Father Flanagan because he has become such a force inside of me, even though he's been gone since the 1940s, since World War II. Some of the quotes that stand out to me, of course, is probably one of the most famous, and some people may or may not recognize these, or they do recognize these, but Father Flanagan would say, there is no such thing as a bad boy, only bad environment, bad modeling, and bad teaching. I believe in that 100%. As a parent, as a father, I see how some people just deny their children of that parenting. They let them run around and do their thing, and they go, I don't understand why Jimmy, you know, is now locked up behind bars. One of the other ones that stand out, and that kind of leads into this, is often it's been said that youths is the nation's greatest asset. The youth is the nation's greatest asset. But it is more than that. It is the world's greatest asset. And even more than that, it is perhaps the world's only hope. Father Flanagan. And the other one, recently I posted on my Instagram because it really rung true to me too. He said, "I do not believe that a child can be reformed by lock and key and bars, or that fear can ever develop in a child's character." There are many youngsters that are out there that are facing a lot of these mental health issues, and perhaps they're not being seen to correctly, and unfortunately are being locked up behind bars. And it's developing that character from that moment. I think we really truly need to figure out a better way. And Boys Town has been helping fight that and get some of these children reformed, really reformed, instead of institutionalized. Now, thanks to Boys Town, of course, you know, we're talking about this. There's always hope. So we commemorate World Mental Health Day, which was on the 10th. Heck, I call it World Health Week, World Health Month, World Health Year. I want everyone to take my Real Conversations challenge to make every day a good mental health day and an awareness day. And maybe you're someone who needs someone to talk to. Maybe you're someone who can be there to listen and help a friend or a loved one who is in need of that support. Because let me tell you guys, we're all in this together. You know, Boys Town motto they go by, and I always talk about this at the end of all of my interviews with all of the people that I've spoken to and been so lucky to have on the podcast. I got some great guests that are coming up too, by the way. Their motto is, "He ain't heavy, he's my brother." You know, when Father Flanagan was just starting Boys Town, there was a young child there that the boys had to take turns carrying because they didn't have the medical equipment to get him there in a wheelchair. And Father would say, "Isn't he heavy?" One boy said, "He isn't heavy, Father. He's my brother. He's my brother." We're all brothers. Guys, if you're in crisis or you need somebody to simply talk to, call the Boys Town National Hotline at 1-800-448-3000. 1-800-448-3000. It's a 24/7 crisis resource referral number for children, their families, adults, anyone. And they're always there to help. You don't feel like talking? Just text VOICE to 20121. I love this. Someone's going to get back to you immediately through a text message. You don't even need to talk to them if you don't feel up to that. Guys, I'm going to open. I want to see if there's any questions that come in. I've seen some wonderful comments in here already. And I want to say thank you so much for joining me and helping support. I'd recently seen that the Supreme Actress, I love her so much, Goldie Hawn, has really taken such a stance in her life in the last decade, maybe more, for children's mental health. And it was very inspiring because this is what I'm doing on a, you know, every week. That's the underlying tone, but I felt like I really needed to address a few more things. So if you do have a question, I'm going to hang out for a little bit longer. And again, you know, make sure you always tune in if you have the opportunity to Real Conversations, the podcast, Real Conversations with Jacob Young. It's anywhere and everywhere you can get a podcast, Spotify, Apple, anywhere, everywhere. And this will be today. This will be on YouTube. This is going to be on all the other platforms, Facebook, wherever you're checking it out from. But I just want to say hello to some of the people that have said hi. Samantha Riviera, thank you for joining me. Louis Pena, Tim Hayden, thank you. Hey, we had a great episode recently. He had me on his show. Johnny Lynn, thanks for joining us. Miriam DeRosa, thank you so much. Cheryl, and of course I see Linda Applegate, who I love very much, and thank you so much for joining me today. If you have any questions about Boys Town, please go to boystown.org. If you don't need help, donate, help the cause, help them. There's so many children out there that they are helping worldwide. Boys Town is not just in Boys Town, Nebraska. It is everywhere. It's in Florida. It's in San Francisco. It's in Australia. It's in Europe. It's all nonprofit. And I'm telling you, if you want to know that your money is going to use, this is a place that can is doing that. I visited the campus, and if you don't believe me, go yourself. It's open to the public, and they would be more than happy to take you around their facility and show you the lives are changing. I've sat down with the boys and girls in the family homes where they're, you know, getting the education finally, getting the love, the support every single day, and making those next steps to better their lives and hopefully better humanity. So that's about all the time that I have for today. But thanks for listening. Thanks for joining me. And be sure to tune in to next week's Real Conversations with Jacob Young.